Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Plan the Magic. Today, we are talking about the Disneyland app and why you definitely need it if you're going to Disneyland. So if you don't already have it downloaded, you want to jump into your app store, regardless of what kind of phone you're using, and type in Disneyland, and you will find the Disneyland app. Disneyland and Walt Disney World and Disneyland, they all have their own apps. So if you have one of the other ones, because say you've been to Disney World or you frequent one of the other parks, they're not the same. So you do need to download the specific Disneyland Resort app to your phone, and you do need a Disney account to use it properly. So if you don't already have a Disney account, you will get prompted to create one and get you all logged in. And then we're going to go through today basically what to find in the app, how to use it, and why you should use it throughout your park visit. So once you're logged in, you will see at the top, it'll say, "Hello, Samantha." And then the next typical thing you will see is the price of the Lightning Lane multipass for the day. So if you're in the park and you haven't previously purchased Lightning Lane MultiPass as part of your park ticket, so if you're purchasing through Getaway Today or a similar option, one of the options is to purchase your Lightning Lane at the time of ticket purchase, which guarantees the lowest minimum cost, which I think they upped to $32 with the price increase for that day, versus potentially when you get to the day, they use surge pricing on Lightning Lane. So if it's a busier day or they're selling a lot more of it, the price will go up. So today is October 23rd, and today it costs $36 per person per day to purchase Lightning Lane MultiPass. So if you haven't already purchased it with your ticket, you do have the option of purchasing it the day of. Just keep in mind that it could potentially be more than that baseline $32, because they do use surge pricing for Lightning Lane. You don't need Lightning Lane. We're going to be doing some more episodes coming up about like the different lines, what the different Lightning Lane options are, because now we have multiple, and how to use them properly, and also how to get through the park without using them, if that's your decision. But that is where you would purchase it if you would like for the day. The next thing you'll see is your upcoming plans. So if you have any reservations, dining reservations, park reservations, all of that, you'll see that there. This is also where you'll see any Lightning Lane reservations if you're already in the park and you've already made those. Scrolling down a little bit, you'll see the hours for both parks for that day. You can also click into show times if you would like. Since Premier Pass is now available for purchase, that is also on this homepage. This is the like $300, $400 premium pass that they just announced. It's very limited. And basically, it's the same thing as Lightning Lane MultiPass, but you don't need to reserve times. You basically can show up to whatever ride you want that has Lightning Lane whenever you want and just use the Lightning Lane line, using it once per ride per day. So like you can only ride Big Thunder once per day using this. Next, you'll see Virtual Queue, Magic Band, all that kind of stuff. We're just kind of like getting more into ads here on the homepage. I don't really scroll past the Lightning Lane purchase price thing. The Lightning Lane MultiPass purchase at the top. And if I have any reservations, I don't really scroll past that on the homepage. So next, if you look at the bottom of your phone, at the bottom of the app, you'll see the little house. That's the homepage we're on. Next to it is the little pin for the maps. So we're going to go into your maps. You're going to make sure your Google Maps is enabled. So you do have your location enabled. And pretty standard. So I'm not in the park, so it's going to just open up to the hub in Disneyland. And at the top, you'll see filter, attractions with a drop-down arrow, and show list. So if you click on the drop-down arrow, it's going to show you a bunch of different options like attractions, characters, dining, basically everything you need to know or find on a map, or that would be on a paper map. So this is where you can kind of get a general view of different wait times if you want. It can help you find things in the park. Because Disneyland is quite small compared to Walt Disney World, there isn't like any like transportation, like directions or anything like that. It'll just like show you where it is, and that's it. Because you don't need to take ferries or buses or monorails or anything to get anywhere. You can walk it all. So this is a map in a traditional sense of where am I now? Where do I want to go? How can I get there? You can also look at your dining options. It'll have wait times for things that have walk-ups. It will also have the little mobile order sign on places you can mobile order all throughout the parks, and as well into Downtown Disney and the hotels as well that have dining. If you're looking for specific entertainment, there's options for that. Photo pass locations are also listed on here. So if you want pictures taken with a Disney photographer and you have Lightning Lane or you're purchasing Photo Pass, those options are also listed on here. And then you can also show a list version of that. So if I'm in the dining option and I hit show list, it'll just show me an alphabetical list of the dining options. Same thing for attractions. You can see wait times in here as well, or if it's closed for refurb. But I am going to show you a better option for attractions and dining in just a second. Okay, so that is the map. So if we're back down at the bottom of our app here, you'll see the little plus sign with the circle. That's going to pop up a menu that's going to have a few different options. And this is the key usage of the app. Here is where you're going to check for dining availability and make dining reservations. It's where you're going to order food for mobile order. If you're using mobile checkout at a store, which is an option, this is where you're going to do that as well. If you're using PhotoPass, this is where you're going to link it so the photographers can scan your phone and the pictures will come to your phone. You can also buy your park tickets and passes here if you are still at home and doing that portion of your prep. You can make a park reservation from here if you haven't already done so, and you can also book your Lightning Lane entry. So I'm not going to go through most of the dining stuff because we had a big dining episode that I did the other week, but this is where you can check for sit down reservations and make them, and then they will pop up in your app so you can select your party size, your dates, and your times. And all of that, and then your mobile order in here as well. Merchandise mobile checkout is pretty straightforward. So if you're in a store that offers that, like World of Disney in Downtown Disney, you will pop that part of your app open. Once you have everything you want to purchase, you'll scan the barcodes of the things you want to purchase, and then there's separate kiosks that are separate from the actual checkout in the store where a cast member will double check your products, remove any safety or security mechanisms that are attached, and then give you a bag and your receipt, and you're done. And you've paid, and you pay through the app. So whatever credit card you have in the app will be what you use. But the thing I really want to talk about here is the last option here, which is book Lightning Lane entry. So if you click onto that, and you can do this all if you're still at home, like I'm sitting at my desk at home doing all of this. This is what takes you to your tip board. This is probably where you're going to spend the most time during your trip on the app. So again, at the top, you'll see the park and the day. So we're in Disneyland Park right now. If you're in DCA, you want to change that over to be in the correct park. You can also purchase Lightning Lane in this option as well if you haven't already. And then you can toggle between attractions and shows and dining. So if you're in attractions and shows, you can also toggle on only Lightning Lane experiences. I don't typically like to do that because I want to know what's going on in the park everywhere. This is where you're going to see the standby wait times. This is where you're going to schedule your Lightning Lanes if you have purchased it. So every Lightning Lane also has a standby. So for example, right now, Autopia is only a 10-minute standby, and MultiPass is a return time of 10:40. So basically, it's a return time for right now. So if you want, you could use your Lightning Lane and literally walk on, or you could just take the 10 minutes and basically walk on as well. So these are the types of strategy things that we're going to get into more detail about in some future episodes, kind of when to use Lightning Lane and what lines are worth waiting for and all those sorts of things. So this is where you're going, like I said, you're going to spend a lot of your time. This is where you're booking your Lightning Lanes. This is where you're looking standby times. So if you're standing at Space Mountain and you've just finished Space Mountain, and you've done all the rides in Tomorrowland already, this is where you can go, okay, where are we heading next? Are we heading to Fantasyland? Are we going to go all the way back to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway? If they're closed, it will tell you. It'll say temporarily closed, standby line not currently offered. So you'll know not to waste your time getting back there. You can't, some people will, and this again depends on how much time you have. If you see, like right now, A Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is temporarily closed. If you wanted, you could meander over there. If this was a really important ride for you, some people will do this for like Rise of the Resistance, those bigger rides. And you can basically park yourself outside of the ride and wait for it to reopen, because they do typically, especially like the smaller dark rides, their reset time's not very long. For the ones like Rise of the Resistance, Runaway Railway, those resets are a little bit longer. But if you park outside of it and they do just like need to reset the ride, you could potentially be one of the first ones on and basically walk onto the ride. So that's an option. I don't really like doing that, but you can if you want to. Like I mentioned at the top, you can toggle between attractions, shows, and dining. This is also my favorite way to utilize mobile order. So you'll go through here. It has all of the dining options except for like the kiosks and stuff, like the churro carts and all that. They will have the next arrival window for mobile order for any places that have mobile order. And it'll also have sit-down restaurants. So if it has for the sit-down restaurants, if it is taking reservations for that day, it will say accepting reservations. So today, Cafe Orleans is still accepting reservations for today. Whereas Blue Bayou, it just says Blue Bayou and there's nothing underneath. That typically means there's no dining reservations available for that day. However, if you are close enough, or if you're actually in the park, you can decide to join a walk-up list from the park. That one is dependent on location, so it won't tell you what that time is unless you're within a certain distance from the restaurant. It's very similar to just walking up to the cast member and saying you'd like to join the wait list, but you can do that from your app as long as you're within a certain distance of the restaurant. So you can see all of the mobile order options, sit down options, options that have walk-up lists, options that have dining reservations. So again, for example, right now, Riverbell Terrace has a 15-minute walk-up list and dining reservations are being taken for today. So you could sit down at Riverbell today. You could either wait 15 minutes or you could potentially make a reservation for later today. All of this is the same if you toggle the park over to DCA. You will have the attractions and shows option and you'll have the dining option. Same thing, mobile orders all there, potential sit down, wait lists are all there, and your attractions will have all of your lightning lanes, your lightning lane windows, and your wait times are all in your tip board. Like I said, this is where you're going to be spending most of your time. You can also toggle over where it says tip board, and next to it you'll see my day. This is where it will have your park reservation and any other reservations that you have for the day. So it's very similar to that first homepage option. It's just further into the app. I don't, again, typically spend a lot of time here because what I need to get onto a lightning lane or like the barcode I need for lightning lane, you can access all of that from the homepage if you need to. Okay, then there's of course a little search magnifier. If you need it, you can type in search. And then last but not least at the bottom, you'll see those three little lines at the bottom right of the app. This is basically your settings. So your tickets and passes will be here. You can access your tip board from here as well. You can order food. You can basically do all this stuff here that you can do from the homepage and from the plus sign you can do here as well. I typically ignore all of that and go down to the My Visit. So you can have your plans, your future plans, dining reservations, hotel reservations. And the next, the biggest one I wanted to talk about here is your virtual queues. So if as of the time of this recording, they are doing virtual queue for Holiday, Haunted Mansion Holiday, as well as cast member and Magic Key previews of Tiana's Bayou Adventure and World of Color 1. My assumption is that when Tiana's opens fully to everybody, we're all going to be on virtual queue. So if you're going in the next few months, you're going to want to know how virtual queue works. So again, we're at the bottom of the app with the three little lines. Scroll down a little bit until you find virtual queues under My Visit. It's going to say, it looks like you haven't joined any available virtual queues yet. And you're going to hit, well, I want to join. Join virtual queue. And then, depending on what park you're in, you're going to click that park. And it's going to show you the available virtual queues for that park. So, Like I said, as of this recording on October 23rd, we've got Haunted Mansion Holiday, Tiana's Bayou Adventure cast previews, and Tiana's Bayou Adventure Magic Key previews. Most of the cast member I'm not going to talk about because I'm assuming a lot of you aren't cast members, but they'll have specific times that the queues open. So Haunted Mansion, and I think Tiana's as well, is 7 a.m. and noon. So you need to be on the app at 7 a.m. or 12 p.m. And that's when you need to be ready to jump into these virtual queues. You'll be assigned a group, and then they will tell you, and then you'll get like a thing about when your group gets called. And that's when you go, they scan your phone and you're on the ride. So that's going to be how we do Haunted Mansion, basically probably until the new year, I'm assuming, when the hopefully the queue is complete and we can just jump back into regular Standby and Lightning Lane. And typically with the new attractions, they will do virtual queue for at least the first while until the like anticipation and the excitement dies down. It's a little more regular, and then they'll jump back into regular Standby and Lightning Lanes again for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So that's how you do virtual queue. It is something that if you want to ride Haunted Mansion or Tiana's, you need to know how that works because there is no standby queue for those right now. Under virtual queues, you'll see park hours and info. This will be the place to see the hours, show time. So if there's any parades or anything like that, this is also the refurb calendar. So if anything's closed for the day, and it will also be where you see if there are things like fireworks. So when you initially open this one, it just has regular park hours at the top. You want to hit today, and it's going to show you if Fantasmic has its showtime, if the fireworks have a showtime, if it's just the projection show, there'll be a showtime there, all the parades, the different shows, and also the refurb calendar here as well for the day. I've never used Car Locator. I've heard it's trash. the best thing I would say is to take a picture of your car, especially if you have a rental car, as well as the location and the sign of where you are, or put in your phone like we're on level so-and-so of the Mickey and Friends parking garage, that kind of thing. And from here, you can also see your photo pass pictures. They have special photo pass lenses if you want to take like selfies and stuff, and you do have photo pass, you can use those. Magic key passes are here, your account information. If you want to hook up a Magic Band Plus, that is in this section. And of course, they do have a chat with us thing, so you can actually be chatting with a cast member on your app while you're in the park if you're having issues. And you can also do cast compliments. So if you have a really cool experience with a certain cast member, there's actually an option in the app to give a compliment to that cast member. And that is incredible. And I do think sometimes they actually get that information. So if you have a very magical experience, please do share that and let the cast members know that they're doing an incredible job. So that's the Disneyland app. Like I said, that this is like, you need it. You kind of need it. They've made it so the most efficient way through the park is to use the app, to use mobile order, to use Lightning Lanes, to use it to scan into the park instead of paper. We have the new, they're literally putting in new turnstiles as we speak. So we'll also be seeing how that works. Coming up soon. They're still not the same as Walt Disney World. They look more like what they have at Disneyland Paris. So we'll be seeing how that all works in the next few weeks. But yeah, that is how the app works. If you want more detail or if you're wanting more of a video, let me know and I can make kind of like a little mini tutorial on Instagram that you guys can follow as well. But that's it for today. I will see you guys in the next one. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.